My belly was practically rolling inside of my abdomen.
"Why do they have you working at the fire station?"
Des asked as I drove to the firehouse I would be working at today. "Apparently, the chief that works here needs some help with some paperwork that the city is now requiring them to have on file. I'm going to help make sure all the men and women employed by the fire department have the right paperwork," I explained as I made the final turn onto the street that would lead me where I was going.
"That's kind of cool. Abel's there for another half an hour," Des explained.
Abel was Des's husband, and I loved him to death. I was actually quite relieved to know that he was going to be there. Abel's fellow firefighters could be intimidating. It wasn't that they weren't nice, it was just that they were all extremely good-looking, and my mouth never seemed to be able to spit the words out correctly. I said a silent prayer that Dean wouldn't be there, and actually thought I lucked out as I pulled into the parking lot and didn't see his truck. "I'm here," I said. "Wish me luck." Des laughed and wished me luck, and then I hung up before her laughter could get too annoying. My best friend knew all about my crush on one particular firefighter. She also knew how I got tongue-tied and always ended up making a fool of myself in front of him. Thank God, I breathed as I parked my truck next to a motorcycle, thankful that I didn't see the familiar sparkly red truck.
"Yo,"
Abel said before I'd even gotten out of my car. I looked up to see him tucking his phone back into his pocket, and I grinned at him.
"She called you, didn't she?"
I asked. He nodded.
"We're not going to eat you."
"I didn't say that you would," I informed him primly. "Nor did I say anything that even remotely sounded like that to her over the phone."
He grinned.
"You get your sink fixed?"
I nodded quickly.
"I fixed it myself. I YouTubed it."
He snorted.
"You rigged it up and it'll likely break, won't it?"
I shrugged noncommittally.
"Maybe,"
I hedged.
"Show me where to go."
He bowed slightly and threw his arm around my shoulders.
"I'm about to get off. My relief showed early. I'll show you where to go, but I'll be gone if you need anything else," he told me. "Dean's here, though."
I tripped over myself.
What?
I tried to act like that name had no effect, even though we both knew it was a lie.
"I didn't see his truck."
"He rode his bike in tonight,"
he explained, easily reading the truth on my face.
"The one you parked next to is his."
I swallowed thickly and asked, "He rides?" Abel nodded his head and I wanted a groan. I loved motorcycles. Loved them. They were like crack to me. As if it wasn't enough that Dean was tall, dark, and handsome, but he just had to go and add, "I ride a motorcycle" to the list. Could he be any sexier? 8 hours later, as I was leaving, I realized that, yes, he absolutely could get sexier. I'd successfully managed to avoid Dean all day. I'd seen him, yes, however, I hadn't spoken to him. In fact, the only person I did speak with the entire day was Chief Allen, who showed me what he needed, gave me what he had, and then had left me alone all day in the office to sort his shit and compare the city's notes to his. I'd even skipped lunch in order to avoid all of the sexiness that was Dean. Now, though, I saw that my luck had run out.
"Well, hello there, pretty girl,"
Dean's smooth, deep voice drawled. My head snapped up from my contemplation of the concrete to find him sitting on his motorcycle directly next to my truck.
Hi, Dean,
I stuttered. He grinned, and his straight white teeth flashed. His eyes started at my toes and worked their way up as he took me in, and his grin widened.
"I like your shirt,"
he said. I looked down at the Kilgore Fire Department shirt I'd bought from Allen before I'd left, then back up at him.